the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
In northern Michigan forests lives the white-footed mouse. Among other small mammals, it's a fierce competitor in the food chain. However, this animal struggles to survive through harsh winters. Tracking the population size and location of this mouse can serve as an indicator of climate change. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. Sean Marr. He's an associate professor of biology at Missouri State University who studies small mammals and their habitats over time.
So a bunch of it is using environmental measures, things like aspects of the habitat. What plants are there? How many plants are there? What kinds of plants are there? To better kind of predict if you're going to get a lot of mice, few mice, how habitats around an interesting habitat influence our focal place. So things like, do you have a lot of agriculture around a prairie patch? Does that influence how many mammal species we get in a patch? If you have a lot of forest around there, do we get different types of species, different counts of species? Down at our field station, how does long-term management influence which species we get?
The university was gifted a new parcel of land adjacent to the Bull Shoals Field Station that has been largely unmanaged. For the past 4 years, Mars' team has used camera traps to get an idea of the mammal count on this part of the property.
So a camera trap is a device that has a little infrared sensor on it so that when it's set on a tree or a post or something along those lines, if something walks by, it takes a picture. And what that gives us is a passive measure of what's there. So we don't have to be present in that local environment for long periods of time. We can set those cameras for months at a time, come back, and then do an inventory about what we get. And so it can be an efficient way to do surveys that don't influence the animals in any way because they just walk by and we get a picture of them.
While Marr is a mammalogist, he focuses on mice and rats because of their abundance regionally and what they can shed light on in the fields.
We've got several species of mice here in southwest Missouri. And some of those mice really like specific types of habitats, and some of them don't. They're generalists, so we find them in a variety of places. So if we can do surveys and identify which mouse species is where, we can get a better picture about what's happening in the general environment. Because if we get a very habitat-specific mouse, one that really likes this habitat, and it shows up in that habitat, that's a good sign. If it's not there, that might be a bad sign for that habitat, that some other process that we're not observing is going on.
In many cases, Marr says this region doesn't have deep historical data. This presents a unique opportunity for him and his team.
One of the key things in terms of understanding change is you have to know where you're starting from. Having a baseline of information of what species are present at a given time allows you to assess in 10, 15, 20 years how things have differed. It's important when it comes to things like small mammals that do these population cycles so that you go out 1 year and you don't find the species, but the next year you find 30 of them in the same spot, which is what happens to us sometimes. So a baseline has to be, it's not just a quick little snapshot. It's a little bit more than a snapshot. But if we were to go out and sample a couple years where there wasn't, say, a cotton rat in some of these patches, and then in 10 years we come back and there's tons of cotton rats, we might assume that, oh, cotton rats moved in. But we didn't sample enough to understand that there were cotton rats in that area during the early window of time. So understanding and establishing the baseline allows us to measure change rather than just assume something's different.
Marr hopes to unveil to students in his class the importance of mammals. In his research, he helps students discover their own particular passions. In his courses, Marr gets students who hope to work in a zoo, want a career in conservation, or seek a medical degree. Though it's a challenge to develop content with all of those separate needs in mind, it's one that he truly enjoys.
It's fun for me to talk to those students and hear what they want to do and how they're actually trying to get there. And that's always kind of fun. And I like to try to make it so that the course material reflects something that they can take away from. So coming up with different examples and content that they can actually make sense of and then apply is always a challenge, but it's a fun challenge.
That was Dr. Sean Marr, and I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.